mystic perfections. You enjoy unlimited opulences. Purport. Although the jiva is pure spirit, qualitatively equal with the Supreme Lord. So in the purport, I made a few questions, as I did last time, that in this purport, you will find, see if you can catch, I'm sure you all can catch, the eternal difference between the soul and Bhagavan, and eternal similarity between the soul and Bhagavan. And there is an eternal difference, next paragraph will say, eternal difference also between the illusory energy and God. Also, their relationship between the Lord and the illusory energy. And after few paragraphs, we'll come to another question. What are the 8 mystic siddhis originate from in God? And there are 23 mystic siddhis. What are the others from? We can bring that relevant just for this. Every purport is so wonderful. And then the next paragraph, it talks about Paramatma and Jivatma. Further. And it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada's dialogue with Hayagriva Prabhu about the soul existence and believing also another soul within the heart called Paramatma from different theological point. So with that note, we'll start reading. Although the jiva is pure spirit, qualitatively equal with the Supreme Lord, he is prone to being degraded by embracing the ignorance of material illusion. When he becomes entranced by the allurement of Maya, he accepts bodies and senses that are designed to let him indulge in forgetfulness. Produced from the raw material of Maya's 3 modes, goodness, passion, and nations, these bodies envelop the spirit soul in varieties of unhappiness, culminating in death and rebirth. The Supreme Soul and the individual soul share the same spiritual nature, but the Supreme Soul cannot be entrapped by ignorance like his infinitesimal companion. Smoke may engulf the glow of small molten spear of copper, covering its light in darkness, but the vast globe of the sun will never suffer the same kinds of eclipse. Maya, after all, is the personality of Godhead's faithful maid servant. The outward expansion of his internal Jogomaya potency, Sri Narada Pancharatra Das states, in a conversation between Shruti and Vidya. Aisha Abarika Saktir Mahamaya Kaleshari Jaya Mugdham Jagat Sarvam Sarve Deha Vimaniha Maniha. The covering potency derived from her is Mahamaya, the regulator of everything material. The entire universe becomes bewildered by her, and thus every living being falsely identifies with his material body. Just as a snake casts aside his old skin, knowing that it is not part of his essential identity, so the Supreme Lord always avoids his external material energy. There is no insufficiency or limit to any of his 8-fold mystic opulences, consisting of anima, the power to become infinitesimal, mahima, the ability to become infinitely large, and so on. Therefore, the shadow of material darkness has no scope for entering the domain of his unequaled, resplendent glories. For the sake of those whose realization of spiritual life is only gradually awakening, the Upanishads sometimes speak in general terms of Atma or Brahman, not openly distinguishing the difference between the superior and inferior souls, the Paramatma and Jivatma. But often enough, they describe this duality in unequivocal terms. The famous verse everybody knows. Dvasaparna sayujya sakhaya samana vriksham parishesha jate tayuranaya pipalam swadhyate anasanna anna vichikshasiti. Two companion birds sit together in the shelter of the same pipala tree. One of them is relishing the taste of the tree's berries, while the other refrains from eating and instead watches over his friends. Shatashruta Upanishad 4.6. In this analogy, the two birds are the soul and the super soul. The tree is the body, and the taste of the berries are the varieties of sense pleasure. Srila Sridhar Swami prays, Nitta, we can do together. Nittantita babi shangana gata kala sabhavadhivi bhavan satta rajastama gunamayanun milayanti boham mama karma padasi asi ati bharam samardhayanti aturam maya te sarangam gatosmi nihare tam eva tam varayam. The glance you cast upon your consort comprises time, the material propensities of the living entities, and so on. These glances dances upon her face, thus awakening the multitude of created entities who take birth in the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. O Lord Nihari, your Maya has put her foot on my head and is pressing down extremely hard, causing me great distress. Now I have come to you for shelter. Please make her desist. Omajnanati mirandasya genanjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri guruve namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is the most fascinating chapter for all the devotees who understand thoroughly. It's fascinating. Those who doesn't understand all the tattvas, it's also fascinating. And those who are in the middle, it's very illuminating. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained on this verse that having declared the reality of the world composed of the material gunas and designated by the term idam, they now speak of the inferiority of the jiva dwelling in this world starting from this verse. So before few verses talks about the how powerful Maya is and what is her relationship with the Lord and what is the pastime in creation she exhibit her loyal maid servant to the Lord. And this verse starting, who are we, the living entity? what is our relationship with the Maya and with the eternal relationship with the Lord, how she is actually fulfilling the desire of the Lord. The living entity, though having a spiritual form, assumes the qualities by coming under the power of Maya. It's a similar thing in a morning walk when Srila Prabhupada mentioned that 18th chapter, 60 verse, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riddhese arjuna tishtati bhramayan sarva-bhutani jantrururani mayaya. So, living entity sitting in a machine and Krishna in the heart, guiding them to go everywhere all over the universes. So then one disciple asked to Prabhupada, while he's guiding everybody to everywhere, why not he guides towards him? Then problem is solved. Sounds good, actually. Those devotees were with Prabhupada, very intelligent. It was a very easy way. Srila Prabhupada said, yes, they are guiding everyone according to their desire. So then Prabhupada put a pause and he was waiting for them to say something. So then once Prabhu says, so when he is going to guide us to come to him? See, you have to develop the desire to go to him. Prabhupada gave a very scientific. It's the same thing that if we have a strong desire to serve Krishna under subordination of his eternal servant, this too is required. Engagement in devotional service is not enough. Because there was a Ram Bhakta in South India, he was serving. When Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, when he says, under whose guidance are you serving? I have to serve God. Why? I have to take shelter of some guidance. I can serve God. Anybody can serve God directly. So Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur paid obeisance and left. And then he came to temple, in Madras temple, he said, he's not serving. In order to serve divine couple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual world, there has to be voluntarily acceptance of eternal servant of the Lord. So those who are following, we are following Srila Prabhupada, this is perfect. Then, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, because the jiva associate the material energy by her influence and becomes tainted with upadis, attain similarity to the body and the senses coming from the gunas. After that, tad anu in the verse says, that means the living entity, his qualities like bliss being covered attains repeated birth and death in this world. Mrityum bhajati. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur put a little dialogue form. Lord Krishna asked that question to Shrutis. But do I, the Lord, also not get covered by the ignorance, since I am of very similar spiritual nature of the living entity? Then the Shrutis answered to the Lord, no, no, it is not so. The living entity is a particle of consciousness, and you are huge repository of consciousness. The glow of gold, brass or copper can be covered by darkness, but the light of the sun cannot be covered. You, on the other hand, utah, reject it, jahati. They break down each word, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and explains. So then, these verses in the middle, it says, Doa swaparna sayujya sakhaya. Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. So verses explain that if you see the Lord in your heart, what's supposed to happen? He says, Tama akrita pasyati bhita soka dhatu prasadan mohimana atman. Prabhupada put this in the Bhagavad Gita, a few places you see that verse. As soon the soul sees the super soul next to him, the first thing happened, bhita, fear, soka, lamentation, and illusion, fear for future, fear is not for past or present, future, and lamentation coming from the past, and the illusion for present disappear. So Krishna is already in the heart. Why we have all this problem, that illusion or fear, you know, crying, lamentation? Because the moment, very sweetly explained, that the moment soul desire to enjoy Maya or got trapped by the allure activities, a beautiful personality took birth, birthday of false ego. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, false ego is a product of material nature, but it's not from material nature, didn't take birth in the material nature. It's not from the spiritual world either, it's in the border. The moment soul wants to enjoy, false ego took birth and grabbed him. False ego means an ego which ties the soul with the dead matter, two form, subtle form and gross form. This knots is the false ego. So, when Maya Devi, out of her loyal maid servant position, there is, in reference to this, there is a nice little pastime. Srila Prabhupada used to go to Vrindavan parikrama, morning walk. One time, Nalinikanta Prabhu was there. He remembers the whole pastimes. That one Brajavasi invited, "Please, Maharaj, come see my deity." So Prabhupada went there. Nice, beautiful Radha Krishna deity. Prabhupada paid obeisances. He was very emotional, very happy. All the disciples were there. Very nice. Then, after a few days, another Brajavasi said, "Maharaj, please come to see my deity. I'll come." But he didn't go. So next time, again, "Maharaj, please come to see my deity. I'll come. So on the third day, he just fell. I said, "No, Maharaj, you have to come to see the deity." So then, when he went to see the deity, it was not a Radha Krishna, it was a Durga Devi, Maya Devi. In Vrindavan. So Prabhupada immediately paid respect to her and he quoted this verse, "Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva jasya bhuvanan vivurti durga." So Prabhupada, then he explained a little bit that who is this Durga Devi in Vrindavan. That, you know, I had a problem when I heard it. Prabhupada said, "She's such a kind, loyal maid servant of the Lord." I was thinking, like, I'm suffering. How is she nice? It's kind. It's like a... So then we look at from the other angle, the Prabhupada explains, it's very sweet, how with her quality like goodness, she very nicely maintained everything. With her quality of passion, rajagun, she creates. With her, and that form is like a little reddish. Maintenance is little whitish. And then she has a darkish, scary form called Kali. Prabhupada put in fourth canto, Shiva's Daksha Jagdan. Many form of the Kalis also. That she has this Kali form, very scary form. When she wants to destroy. Even though her husband is the controller, Lord Shiva, but sometime, according to Srila Prabhupada in that purport, he fails to control her. She's so powerful. So then, as a result, he finds no way to pacify her, because she is Krishna's Maya. Bilajjamana, in second canto, this verse is very prominent, that Maya Devi never comes in front of the Lord. Vyasadeva even mentioned in his trance how he saw the Maya Devi. "Bhakti jogena manasi sammak pranihita amale apashyat purusha Krishna mayaya tat apasya." Mayaya, that generally when you see Krishna in presence of the light, there is no darkness. But here, Vyasadeva has to mention, because he saw Maya Devi situated in the backside. You know, funny, one time, I don't know where it was, I remember Prabhupada said, so I said, Irreligion is the back part of God. Is that okay? I don't know who is asking. Huh? It's on the plane. Oh, I thought that was the sun example. Maybe another pilot, I'm not sure. Yeah, no, but he said the religion. He says the Mayadevi, so Vyasdev, that's where he got it from. It's very sweet. That it's in the Bhagavatam, that where Vyasdev saw Brahman, effulgence, and then he prayed to remove, in Ishopanishad Prabhupada said, we should pray, please remove the effulgence so I can see your beautiful form. And you see the, also Prabhupada explained in the Ishopanishad that in order to see the deity or the Lord, one has to come to Brahmabhuta platform. Without coming to Brahmabhuta platform, coming to this pure liberation, not possible. Then Vyasdev saw the deity form, beautiful. And then he looked at around and saw very far distance Maya Devi. She never comes in front. Every acharya talks why Maya Devi never comes in front. And she is, what she is doing, Vyasdev saw, she is controlling, punishing those souls. And I am one of them too. And then Vyasdev, he saw the suffering of the conditioned soul, and he also saw medicine to cure the suffering. Then he sat down and spoke this Bhagavatam. Very sweet. The Bhagavatam literally purifies all the devotee anytime. In few example, we see that when the Lord also appeared as Mahavishnu, as Advaita Acharya, he is the master of the Maya Devi, but he demonstrated his presence as a master of the Maya Devi, but the Smarthas, they could not understand. When Advaita Acharya appeared, his first name was given by the astrologer Jyotish Mangala, very auspicious. But as he was, started crawling and growing, he's the Supreme Lord, his eyes captivated everybody, anybody would look at him. So they used to call him Kamalaksha, beautiful lotus eye. That's how he got that name. And when he grown up little bigger, there was a big party. Kuber Pandit, his father, and mother Navadevi, they are very loving devotees of Lord Hari. But the village was Smartha, and their main Ishtadev in that village worship was Durga Devi, Maya Devi. One time, anybody saw Durga Puja in India? You saw it, so you will know. But if you didn't see it, it's difficult. Not India, Bengal especially. It's like a party, really nightclub, worse than nightclub party sometimes. It's like even with the devotees from Mayapur, we would be like harassed. We have to take prasadam. Anyway, that's a different subject matter, that whether we should or not. And it was like a really party. Every corner in Calcutta street is blocked. And so, same thing, Advaita Acharya, in his young form, he also faced that. So he came with his father, Kuber Mishra. He came, and all these thousands of devotees, they are paying obeisances and glorifying Mother Durga, and very nicely explanation of the glory going on. So, but everybody noticed this young boy is not paying obeisances to Durga. So then everybody started pointing. Because, in the temple, when a child is so attractive, everybody actually pays attention, including me. I noticed that everybody, because he's very attractive. Advaita Acharya was so attractive, he was not paying obeisances to every Brahman or God in his case. You should pay obeisances. But he's like, don't care or something, like nothing touching him. Then they asked his father, please, Mr. Kuber,
Pandit, please tell your son to behave like a devotee of Durga. He says, son, you are embarrassing me. You please pay obeisances.
No, I cannot pay obeisances.
That was like a very embarrassment.
So then Kuber Pandit, little bit stresses, you are really making me problem. She is the goddess of the whole universe. She is everything. Now I trace little bit because you know Advaita Acharya had three bona fide children, three unbona fide or lost. Prabhupada gave a very nice purport why those three children are not devotee. They are actually bad, literally bad. Jagadish, Damodar, and the good one is Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra, Gopal Mishra. They are Mahaprabhu's associate. Even though he is Mahavishnu. And their philosophy is the same thing as coming from this Smarthas. That they think that Maya Devi is the origin of consciousness, conscious being. From Maya, this Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma appear. They have a very hodgepodge. What is your idea here? So he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Pashabaddha Bhavet Jiva, who are the Jivas? When got tied up by the Maya. Pashamukta Bhavet Shiva. And then when you get liberated, you become the husband of Maya. It's a very hodgepodge. So, but this is what those smart holds on to it. And still today, a big group in Advaita Acharya's, bad side of the family, hold on to it. Prabhupada did not give only one purport. There are seven purports, talks about it. Big purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, at one point, Advaita Acharya declared as a young boy, she is my maid servant, and if I cannot pay obeisances to my maid servant, this is not proper. So all the brahmana immediately put, you should not talk, it's offensive to Durga Devi, it's like very offensive. So still father wants, just pay one time, just pay obeisances one time. If I pay obeisances, she will broke and burst out into pieces. She will lose her existence in front of me because Maya never stays in front of me. So you may think like, well, is he not seeing each other like that? You may put your logic. No, he's not. He was diverted. Same thing, when Krishna went to Satyabhama with Banasura, Banasura's mother came in naked. And Shiva used to reside in his quarter in front of the gate of Banasura's kingdom. And when she came, and she is also expansion of Maya Devi, Krishna, in Krishna book Prabhupada said, Krishna immediately turned his face. Because they never face each other. Vishnu never escorted Maya Devi. And at that time, of course, out of affection for her son, she did it because Krishna killed 996 arms gone, only four left. So when she came naked, so he could escape. This was the whole plan of protecting. Maya Devi protects to those who are too attached to her. So for them. So here, Advaita Acharya, finally he paid obeisances. When he paid obeisances, Durga Devi burst out into pieces. Nobody knows what happened to her. It's all what they call scramble and rocks. Like pieces. So this idea, we see that how time is left. We can see many examples in our life because of the time short that how this Maya's influence transform into Jogamaya's influence. Sabhava jena kunte nibaddha sena karmana kartum nechasi janmahat karishyasi avasa apitat. In Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, very nicely, Prabhupada gave a nice purport on this verse. Sabhava jena kunte nibaddha sena karmana. We are bound, we are forced, compelled to act by these three modes that Maya wants us to act. We do not have a choice. But in the purport, Prabhupada says, if one voluntarily work for Krishna or take Krishna consciousness, he will be glorious, otherwise finished. Just the moment the soul is born, if he is not serving, he is actually lost. Like Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu, when his defeat took birth, in his progression for meditating for 36,000 years, or one acharya says 60,000 years, nonetheless, both are big numbers, 36,000 years, after meditating, he got all the demigod under his control, everything. He got complete Maya's potency within him. But when his defeat was born, before he started his journey to success in my material world, you know what was his defeat? Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb. His defeat of material misery already born before he even started his material journey to be successful. It's illusion to be successful in the material world. We see even in Mahaprabhu's case how Kala Krishna Das directly serving Mahaprabhu, yet Maya comes in between, bewildered him. Hey, you look like lost. You belong to us. We are gypsies. And you should marry one of my girl, and then you will be like king. Don't you want to be king? Why you want to serve? He was serving Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu came, he just saw that opposite. The same idea, if you really think, Haridas Thakur had a prostitute for 3 days. Very nice, dramatic Prabhupada made this in his lecture. When this Maya Devi transformed to Jogamaya, when did she become pure? Under Jogamaya. Think for a moment. It's our life. When did Kamsa, Mother Devaki had Jogamaya in her lap. Kamsa came and grabbed the feet of the Jogamaya or Mahamaya. When did Jogamaya became Mahamaya? This is the question. When Jogamaya became Mahamaya? Or when Mahamaya became Jogamaya? But what point? Because we ask ourselves, when I will be under Jogamaya? When I will be out of Maya, Mahamaya, and I want to be under Jogamaya? Then problem is solved. Yes. Good. Little more. That's very good. Service attitude. Little more. Feeling also happy to give myself. Servant means I am giving money, I'm giving my body, I pay obeisances, I'm looking who else is paying obeisances. Am I giving myself or I'm giving only the body? The transition, Devaki was holding Jogamaya, yes? Jogamaya, the daughter of Nanda Maharaj's house, Devaki was holding Jogamaya. She is not a Mahamaya, she is a Jogamaya. Kamsa comes, he got the news, he comes. Grab with his left hand Devaki's right shoulder, arm. And then he grabbed with the right hand, he has a practice how to kill a baby. Already he did 6 before. So he grabbed with his right hand the 2 feet of the baby. So this is Jogamaya. But as soon he grabbed, is it Jogamaya or Mahamaya? Mahamaya. No power Kamsa has to hear or see or touch Jogamaya. As soon I want to enjoy separately from Krishna, it is Mahamaya. It does not matter, it is even prasadam. Even if I have a sense enjoyment to, sense enjoyment to serve prasadam, is it a mix of Mahamaya and Jogamaya? It's very subtle, very subtle. So it has to come from within. I want to feel happy. I should feel all that I'm happy to give myself to serve and accept the servitorship of their eternal servant. Then Mahamaya transforms into Jogamaya. I'm sorry, I'm running out of time. Anyone else has a question? Yes, Prabhu.
I have 2 questions. The first was with respect to the verse itself. It says that just like a snake gives up its skin, but a snake actually wears the skin. The skin covers the snake and is part of the snake's form. Whereas with Krishna, dhamna svena sada nirastu kuhakam, always rejected. So Mayadevi is never part of Krishna. So it seems like a unusual analogy. I don't want to criticize it because it's in the Bhagavatam, but I want to understand how this analogy can apply to Krishna rejecting Mayadevi when he never wears Maya. That's the first question. The second question was the last thing you said. I have always puzzled about this myself. When Prabhupada started the movement, he would feed prasad to the people who were coming and they became devotees. So that prasad is nirguna, he would explain. It's mercy of Krishna. But you just said that it would be a mix of Mahamaya and Yogamaya. And indeed, if I don't have surrender to Krishna, then even in devotional service, I can be just furthering my material ambitions. So maybe you can expand on that some more so I can understand how the same thing can be Yogamaya and purify the impure, but at the same time, the same thing can be Mahamaya for those who are impure. Those are the two questions.
That's very nice questions. We need more time, but we'll address a little bit. Maybe that form. So the first question was snake skin. Let me ask you a question. Srila Prabhupada put this in the purport. One neem tree, you know neem tree? You know what Prabhupada translated? I never thought about it. He says, hellishly bitter. That's how Prabhupada put it, hellishly bitter. Neem tree grows on the bank of Ganges, and the mango tree grows also on the bank of Ganges. Ganges supplying the water both to the neem tree and the mangoes. One is sweet, one is hellishly bitter. Is it the fault of the Ganges? No. So, by the constitutional structure of each tree contains inherent nature or quality, whether it's hellishly bitter or sweet. By nature, Mayadevi is actually loyal servant to Krishna. So she has a connection. But through her function, she is opposed to Krishna's eternal loving nature. So she does exist with Krishna. At the same time, she never has anything touching or come with the Krishna. This itself is inconceivable. It makes sense? It's inconceivable. We cannot put with the mundane example. But to understand this, maybe some idea is given, like a snake on a tree. The tree actually has nothing to do with the snake, but the snake is lying on the branch of a tree. Okay. And what was the next question was? If you look at in the Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita 424, if you can put it 424, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi, Brahmahutam, Brahmanaiva Samadhina. The verse itself is very sweet. In the purification of our Krishna consciousness process, I would say. The way Prabhupada translates is very sweet. In the purport, Prabhupada put, when by the desire of the Lord, I'm going to go back a little bit. Originally, there is a Supreme Brahman. Oho bhagyam, nanda gopa vajasinam jat mitrani paramananda, purna Brahma. Complete Brahma only is in the Nanda Maharaj's back yard playing. according to Brahmaji, he explained the complete Brahman is there. Arjuna also said, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, you are the Supreme Brahman. From Supreme Brahman, Prabhupada explained in second canto that by his desire, unlimited impersonal Brahman emanating. Then by his sweet will, a little part of the impersonal Brahman is covered. That is called Mahat Brahma. Mama Joni Mahat Brahma, 14.3 Bhagavad Gita. So that is also Brahman. Then 8th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 3rd verse says that the Jiva Brahma enters into that Mahat Brahma. So four Brahman. So when we see the Brahman, the word in the purport, sometimes it's confusing which Brahman it is. So, but we have to be aware. So then Prabhupada, in that Bhagavad Gita purport, he says, by the desire of the Lord, when a part of Brahman is covered by illusion, that is called dead matter, rice, dal, vegetable, fruits. But when conscious reality manifests in the matter, it is called Brahman or purified. That is prasadam. So I can take the banana and offer to God. That banana, if you look at banana, even externally, you see the well-ripened part of the, whatever part of it, means it is sattva-gun. It's little too much ripened, it's tamo-gun. It's going to ripe more, it's raja-gun. All three modes, even in the, peel of banana, you can see sattva, raja, tamo, all three. And in the taste, is the same thing, raja, tamo, according to the flavor. If it is nourishing, sattva-gun, in that part of banana. If it is like little stale, it's tamo-gun. If it is not yet ripened, raja-gun, within banana. But if I do not taste or do anything, I bring it to the Lord and I offer properly with the mantras and other, that banana sattva raja tama is not the ingredients, it's the influencing nature. Like for an example, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, if you have a crystal cup and it is red color, but you put some nice Ganges water. Now the Ganges water looks like a red. Yeah? But that Ganges water is not red. Ganges water remains Ganges water. But when the cup goes inside, it comes out as a cup. So when we take prasadam in the body, the prasadam never becomes stool. The material elements, material modes, they come transform into stool. The prasadam remains as a transcendental. So it says, conscious reality when manifest in the matter, it is called Brahman, purified. Is that? And more explanation even given in that text. So we understood the matter and the spirit between. Is that okay, Prabhu? Okay. This is the most fascination. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, the snakes. Okay.
That's a fascinating discussion. You're talking about when Kamsa, gets the baby, it's Yogamaya, it's Mahamaya. But in one sense, he doesn't want Yogamaya. He wants Mahamaya.
Correct.
What's he going to do with Yogamaya? It only facilitates bhakti.
Yes.
He doesn't want that.
That is true.
So in one sense, Krishna's just fulfilling his desire. What's he going to do with Yogamaya? He doesn't even conceive of what to do with it. So, when we're talking about prasadam, from Krishna's side, he doesn't have a problem. It's not like, he could be anything he wants or do anything he wants. It's always anything. Mm-hmm. So then we're talking about prasadam. If Krishna wants to invest his full potency in the prasadam, who's to say he can't do that? But if a conditioned soul comes to prasadam thinking, this is a great, Indian savories, let me stuff my face, which is my, you could do that. You're not going to get the full, you're not going to enter into the full relationship with Krishna, but if from Krishna's side, there's nothing restricted from giving you his benediction.
That's very true. What Prabhu says is also very true though. Even a lot of Hindus, a lot of people in this world has a problem. How can it be rice, dal, sabji all of a sudden be transcendental? If you look at this, Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama, Brahmani, Vaishnava. Salpa punnam, only those who have a very little faith, they are the one who cannot see the transcendental potential. But prasadam is the most powerful, actually. Very powerful. Prasadam is very powerful. Although you said what Kamsa will do with the Jogamaya, that is true. But you know, one time, Kamsa, I'll just end with this, just 1 minute, I'll tell you one little small pastime. That actually Jogamaya wanted to, Kamsa, one time he thought in the court, I'm tired of sending all my messengers. According to Prabhupada, in a purport of 10th canto, I believe 13th chapter, Prabhupada in one purport he says, every day two or three demons would come before lunch. So if you calculate how many demons actually came, we only know few. Two or three, Prabhupada, two or three demons came every day before lunch. I guess they get hungry. It's just my own. Then after killing the demon. So, Kamsa sending every day two, three demons, so many demons coming. One time he got frustrated and he said, that's it, I am done with it. I will go myself and kill these two sons of Nanda and Yashoda. So then he tried to cross the river, Jamuna. As he crossed the river, as he came, he met an old lady. And he did not know who she is. So she said, hey, where are you going? You talk to me like this, do you know who I am? Oh yeah, I know, you are Kamsa. Don't step one step forward anymore. This is my land. You do not obey me, you will see who I am. So then Kamsa said, I am Kamsa. Said, don't talk anymore. So he put one step. Kamsa found himself a little girl. He looked at himself. He said, most embarrassing. I'm most powerful Kamsa as a little girl. He got so scared. So scared. So he said, okay, what do you want? He says, you want to go inside Vrindavan village? Then do as I say. First you purify. How you want me to purify? Go collect the cow dung. So he started collecting cow dung. Kamsa. Collecting cow dung. After quick collecting all this cow dung, says, okay, I collected all the cow dung. It's not enough. Before they drop to the ground, you have to collect, run. You know how many millions cows are there? Kamsa said, I cannot. Who are you? I'm so... He said, don't ask. What do you want to do? I go back. So he went back. There was Jogamaya too. So he did come in contact, but he could not recognize. And Prabhupada writes in Nectar Devotion, Kamsa was so puzzled with it, he told Akrura before he left, he said, why you consider Nanda Maharaj's son as God? It doesn't make any sense. Because a boy killed a water snake, he thinks like a little water snake, and he lifted a little pebble, and you call him God. So did Kamsa get it? You are right. Kamsa really never got it. That's why he never got the mercy of Jogamaya in a sense, but he did get mercy. Gaur Premanande. Yes, Prabhu.
Oh, I was just going to add one thing.
Sure.
If we take into consideration the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, then everything changed as far as what potencies were available for the conditioned souls when Lord Chaitanya came, because he's Radha Krishna Nahanya. So there's a...
This is very
special.
True. But you know, there is one thing, it puzzles me always. Mahaprabhu rejected Kaliya Krishna. He was serving him directly. I love the way Prabhupada put in the purport. Even though Mahaprabhu came to deliver us, but he rejected his servant. He said, he's not coming with me anymore. Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees gave him shelter. So Prabhupada writes there, if a devotee takes shelter of another devotee, since senior devotee, is the most protection of Nitai Gaur. That's good. Thank you. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna.